Abercrombie & Fitch is ditching its traditional logo. That insignia, the clothes it appeared on, made the brand one of the most popular for young people in the past two decades. As teen choices change, the company wants to move away from using logos as selling points and compete instead in what's called the world of fast fashion, NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
It's all about branding. And you don't need to be a fashion expert to know that, but we have one for you anyway. Her name is Ilsa Metchik, and she's the head of the California Fashion Association, and she's a fashion designer by trade.
In modern fashion, in the world of the internet, the global world of fashion, brand is number one. I would put design all the way down to number five.
Abercrombie & Fitch, the brand that for decades has courted controversy and teen dollars, is moving away from putting its A&F logo on its own clothes.
What it's saying is they themselves don't like their own image. I mean, it's kind of, I'm a brunette. Well, very gray, of course, but brunette nevertheless. And if I suddenly went blonde, I would think that it would mean that I didn't like myself as a brunette.
Metzick says Abercrombie, which focuses on young men, has been squeezed by competitors such as American Eagle, Urban Outfitters, Hollister, and Buckle. Now the company wants to pick up more female buyers, and it's entering the fast fashion category, competing with retailers like H&M and Zara.
Fast fashion means exactly that. There's no such thing as a basic T-shirt. There's no such thing as a black, brown, gray, and navy inventory at all times. There's no commodity stock. Everything changes every 10 weeks. Everything. Everything. It's in, it's out, it's cheap.
Metzick says in the fast fashion race, Abercrombie is more than a lap behind. But Abercrombie's brand, which goes back to the 1800s, has caught up before. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I have one wish. Well, she's been gone since that summer. Hip-hop mama, they speak in Spain. Met you one summer, ain't it all but